Perhaps not surprisingly, foreign investment very much at the centre of the talks. New Zealand First policy is to restrict sales of houses and farmlands to Kiwis. So if there's a major concession in this area, what's the effect potentially on the economy? Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, Dr. Eric Crampton's with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Of course, a lot of it depends on what they eventually, if they do crack down on. Is it farms? Is it businesses? Is it houses? And how much they do the cracking down on?
Yeah, and we have to understand all of it, too, in the context of where New Zealand sits internationally in terms of these restrictions. So in 2012, the OECD had figured that only six countries out of the 57 members had more restrictive regimes than New Zealand. So we'd be about 51st most restrictive out of the OECD countries. If we're looking more internationally, more recently, we're around the level of Rwanda in terms of severity of restrictions on foreign ownership. So we're not starting from a place where New Zealand is highly open and very welcoming of foreign investment, which is pretty odd because internationally, countries more comparable with New Zealand tend to compete for foreign investment because they recognize the benefits of it. Here we seem to be screaming, go away.
And do we have a classic clash between economic reality versus political populism, if you like?
Well, yeah, and it's all made worse by the Auckland housing crisis, and the high levels of immigration have sparked a fair bit of kind of poisonous debate over the last couple of years around the number of restrictions that should be placed on foreigners and the role that foreigners should have in New Zealand. So it's all bundled in with that mess.
What happens if there is a reasonably, and this is dovetails in, I suppose, with immigration, if they crack down on immigration as well, what message does that send internationally? Does anyone care, or are people going to react?
Well, there's already indication that foreigners are looking to not invest here based on the restrictiveness of the Overseas Investment Act regime. There was some indication from Treasury about that a few years ago that we noted in our report on it in 2014. The Overseas Investment Office will advertise that they have a fairly high clearance rate and they don't turn down that many applications, but just the process can be burdensome and nobody wants to have their capital tied up for years while they're waiting for a decision. Now, it's not years anymore, but it's still burdensome. The other bit that worries me a bit on residential property is we've got the way that the investment regime is set up, if you're buying a substantial amount of land, you have to route through the investment office, and substantial can mean just bordering on a reserve. That starts mattering a lot if we're looking at Auckland land, and there'll be a lot of it that's adjacent to sensitive reserves. If you're looking to build big new subdivisions to scale, we're hitting capacity in the construction sector already in New Zealand, and you might need some assistance by foreign companies coming in, buying up a few hectares and putting in some subdivisions. That's all made a lot harder if you clamp down on the regulations for foreign investors.
Geez, it's important stuff, isn't it? Eric, appreciate your time. Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist with the New Zealand Initiative. And that dovetails, as I said to him, in